Turn together to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and read the first 10 verses. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he is also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and may we all bow in prayer. And Zacchaeus. He was chief of the publicans, and he was rich. He had his advantages. But he was little of stature. He had his disadvantages. And he had something that he hated. He was scorned. He was despised. He was a sinner. This is who Zacchaeus is. Just like you and me, he has his advantages, he has his disadvantages, he has the thing that he hates. But he also has within his heart a fervent desire to see Jesus and to know the answer to a question. Who he was. Not only to see him, but to know what type of man is he and who is he. And he's pursuing that. He tries to see Jesus by coming up to the crowds, and he can't see because he's short. But he does not give up. He goes the direction where the crowd is headed, and he climbs up a sycamore tree to see him. He wants to know who Jesus is. And Jesus is willing to show who he is to this man. Jesus came to the place, and he looked up and saw him. Zacchaeus is looking down, and Jesus, with the crowds, he turns his attention and locks eyes with him. And he has a word for him. Is this you? Is this me? Are we in his place? Are we hungering and thirsting for righteousness and pursuing and seeking and asking and knocking? We are to look at him and look into his eyes. He is looking at us, and he has something to say. He is going to reveal himself, what manner of man he is. Who is this teacher from Galilee? He says, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He comes down, receives him joyfully, and he stands and makes a declaration. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Salvation is a beautiful gift, a gift of God, that the Word of God teaches mankind, that the Word of God presents. But how important is it that it not only be the things that we know, but that the salvation comes to our house and to our life. That it would come near and have an effect. And this is what Jesus had brought. We might ask ourselves, Zacchaeus, what did you do? How did this happen? We see what Zacchaeus says, that he would give half his goods to the poor, and if he had taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. What a generous offer. And we may think, well, perhaps if I just do that, if I gave a great gift of all that I have, or the half of my goods, that would help. But we read in the epistle to the Corinthians that alone does not suffice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. But mankind is always looking. What is that one thing that I can do that I would have this gift of salvation come to me and to my house? And we look, can we do this? Not on its own. We see that Zacchaeus, he made effort to see him. But there were many that made effort to see him. They came from Jerusalem, the most learned men, and they came to see Jesus. And they saw him, and yet they turned away. And so that alone was not it. Oh, but Zacchaeus received him into his house. But we read of another man that received Jesus into his house, a Pharisee. And Jesus had something to say to him. that he who is forgiven little loveth little. And so, no, it was not one thing that he did that brought salvation to his house. Salvation came to his house because Jesus was there. He came to him. That is where salvation is, where Jesus is. And so we are to turn away from the things that we can do, the efforts that we make, the gifts that we offer, and humbly acknowledge with Apostle Paul about ourselves. When salvation comes to us and to our house, it is because I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know the scripture. You've heard it spoken many times. You know what manner of man Jesus is. He's the one that comes and is willing to come to the house of this man that was despised and is a sinner, because he loved you and loved me and gave himself for you and for me. That is the manner of man that he is. And the one that is seeking to know him and realizes what great love and gift this is changed and follows. Zacchaeus, he had his disadvantage. He was short. And he tried with all that he could to remedy his disadvantage. And he climbed the tree. And oh, how that is like mankind. We feel the shame. We feel we are behind and lacking. And we try to climb up. We try to achieve and we try to stand better than we are. And tried to reach Jesus this way. Are you looking for that one thing that you could do so that God would give you salvation? Jesus saw him climbing and watching. But Jesus is on the ground. And he is looking up at Zacchaeus and tells Zacchaeus, now it's time for you to come down. You are searching high and trying to climb and hoping to see what manner of man Jesus is. And he is at somebody's feet, washing them and serving and offering help. If you want to find him, if you want to see him, you also must come down and humble yourself as a child. Then you will see him. then you will see the extent to which he has also come down. You will see the way that he walked. You will follow him, and you will find him going to a cross, giving himself, going down, taking shame, taking scorn, taking beatings and piercings that were for you and for me. And we don't want to go there. But the place of humility is where we see Christ most clearly. Not in high places. But that vantage point did give him an opportunity to realize which direction he needed to go. And so it had its place. Just like the law has its place. And as a man would try to endeavor to keep the law, he would, in a way, try to climb up that ladder. He realizes that he cannot. And he must come down. He must come down in humility. He must come down in faith. He must come down and be with Jesus. To be crucified with Christ. And find that he is the one that gives him life. There is blessing of salvation, and yet not I, but Christ lives within me. There is blessing of the Holy Spirit and his work, and yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. There is blessing of service and being used in the kingdom, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Come down from that tall capital letter I and find Christ. He wants to abide. He wants to abide in our house, in our homes, in our life, in our day-to-day experience, and he must. Do not expect that one act of service or one following through with a ceremony or a prayer would suffice our Lord and that he would, in return, give salvation. No, he says, today, I must abide. There's no substitute for him. There's no substitute for today. And there's no substitute for his abiding presence. And for that, we must love him. When we try to do something to achieve God's favor or to receive salvation, it just shows that we do not love him. I'll give you this, but not myself. I'll do this for you, but I don't want to stay with you. And man likes to separate these things out. And what can I do minimally? But Jesus asks for all of us. Our whole being, soul, mind, spirit, and strength. And we think there must be some other way. But there is only one gate. And there is only one way that leads to life eternal. There are many other options that are presented, but there is only one way of hope. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he calls, come down. Come to where he is. Learn of him, and you will see what manner of man he is. Will you receive him joyfully? Will you be glad and relieved for what he has to tell you? If the work of the word and the work of the law has brought us to an understanding of our need and the knowledge that there is a final judgment and that we stand in want and have been weighed in the balances and found wanting, we will be glad that he has come. That he came near and that he's willing to abide with us. What great hope that brings to our hearts as believers, that he's willing to abide, that he's willing to go and journey with us and help us on life's path. He does not seek to simply be heard once and be disregarded, but to be close. To have us follow him to his cross and show us true life, to show us that the things that Zacchaeus was accumulating for himself could never satisfy, but only our Lord. Only his grace and his goodness. Only his presence. And for that, we must believe. We must take to heart his teaching. And we must not give up. We must not go back. But by his grace, continue on. Repeating to remind us, yet not I, but Christ in me. May his bless his word. Amen.